If you are a keen Weibo user, you might have noticed that the emoji, which represents cool, has been modified with the cigarette removed, but the sunglasses get to stay. Let's talk about the intentions of Sina Weibo removing that cigarette from a emoji.
You're totally right. I figured this all out because, you know, a guy like me uses the cool sticker all the time, okay? So the so-called cool sticker, which is an image of someone, like a smiley face, I think, right? Wearing sunglasses with a cigarette in its mouth, is no longer able to be used in the PC and mobile client site of China's microblog, Sina Weibo. I guess this happened from September 13th on. Instead, the new cool emoji is the smiling image with some sunglasses, okay? Beijing Tobacco Control Association expressed the hope that Tencent can adopt similar actions, I guess, for their chatting platforms, including WeChat and QQ, in case you guys didn't know. But, you know, let's talk about smoking, right? Smoking nowadays is not so politically correct, right? It's something people actually die from. It's not good for you. It's so many things that are negative. So why should we associate that with cool, I guess, is one of the big arguments we're hearing of why this is happening. Also, secondly, 20%, this is a little bit scary, 20% of junior high school students in China have tried tobacco products, okay? So this means maybe they're going to get hooked, right? The thing about nicotine is after you have a couple of them or a couple packs or do this something kind of often, you create a habit, and nicotine just reinforces that, so it's hard to quit. Thirdly, you know, referring to the smoking emoji as being cool, it may, you know, weaken this kind of social feeling that smoking's bad. You know, if we say, hey, the cool image, this emoji, is smoking, maybe people will start to be like, well, you know, smoking's not so bad. I mean, it's an emoji. So these are the kind of arguments for why this is happening.
Yes, and let me provide you with a bigger background here. That is, actually, on June the 1st, 2015, Beijing, which is home to more than 4 million adult smokers, wrote out a strictest smoking ban in history, and that has prohibited smoking indoor public places, workplaces, and public transportation. And according to the National White Paper, Beijing had fewer smokers in 2016, the second year of the city's smoking ban. So we can see that the smoking ban has actually done some great effect to smokers or people who don't want to be affected by smokers. And that is kind of interesting because some people who are not agreeing with this Weibo's new move is saying that why are you doing something to a teeny tiny emoji online instead of do more like making cigarettes having really high prices or having stricter punishment to people who smoke in public places. So actually we did do that, and now we are also targeting the details in every part of life.
Yeah, in fact, I think we could say that a lot has been done, more so than maybe in just cities like Beijing. I mean, since China ratified the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control in 2005, I guess things like banning tobacco advertisements have happened, increasing tobacco taxes to a certain extent, and putting regional smoking bans forward. So not just in Beijing, but I guess 18 other cities, including Shanghai and Shenzhen, just being a couple other ones. This is also places where we're seeing these kind of bans on smoking. So in fact, China has put forth a goal. They're saying, okay, we want to set a target to reduce the smoking rate among people aged 15 and older by 20% by 2030 from the current 27.7%. So I do see that this is very much a government initiative, not just something that the private sector is also joining in on. But China as a whole is saying, guys, maybe we need to smoke less.
Yes, I think that is certainly the initiative that has been implemented throughout the country for the last few years. And we've seen increased enforcement in that regard. But when you look at a little emoji. Some people use so many adjectives like trivial, small, tiny, and just, you know, to name a few on the list. But I don't think we can ever underestimate the effect that social media have these days. And with the emojis, it increasingly plays a big role in the conversation that we have on social media. So, you know, Weibo being the biggest microblogging platform in China, a lot of people are using it, and it has become a major source of public discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can understand that to some extent that maybe Sina, the company, wants to show that we're not endorsing the smoking behavior, so we're removing the cigarette from the emoji. And the part that really sort of surprised me a little bit at first, as we were doing research for this topic, in the old days, when I used to type in the Chinese character for cool, cool, that's in Chinese, and this emoji pops up. So I suppose in our understanding of what cool insinuates, maybe smoking used to be part of it, or to some extent, maybe it's still part of it. Do you agree with that? That maybe this is one of the not so pleasant consequences of, or you have a different opinion on that, of smoking being glamorized to the extent that we think it's cool?
I think, well, I agree with you at first. And also, I think it's not a idea that we had. It's just kind of like an idea that the media has put in our mind, especially for the movies and the TV shows. Because if you think about someone, the main character in a movie, doing smoking, you would think that he's thinking, or when he stops smoking, you think, oh, okay, he has made his decision. And somehow I have seen this meme. Actually, Ryan has sent me this meme with a cat wearing sunglasses, having a thick gold necklace around her or his neck, and smoking I think it's a cigar.
Yeah.
And the title is Thug Life.
Thug Life.
Yeah, so you can think that kind of like rebel kind of spirit and not agreeing with the mainstream idea would associate with cool. And I don't think that is a problem. And the thing is, if you can see the description of the Sina Weibo, actually it is supposed to be for people who are above the age of 17, when Weixin, WeChat, is for people who are above the age of 12. But, well, that being said, more and more young minors are actually using both these apps. So still, I feel like even though you say you are for people above the age of 17, you're still considering for those kids. So I still think it's a really good move.
Yeah. Okay. So I think, you know, I do. I'll tell you, I think cigarettes are cool. When I saw Westerns and the cowboy is rough, tough guy, you know, like the good, the bad, and the ugly. This guy's sitting there with his pistol, just real tough, smoking a cigarette. Clint Eastwood, yeah. Or you see, like, maybe some of these soldiers in World War II epics smoking cigars, and, you know, they're just the bravest dudes in the world. You see that. God, I mean, that's pretty cool, I think, for a lot of people. So, but the thing is, you know, let's talk about video games, or like the Ninja Turtles, who have swords. Are swords cool? You know, they kill people, right? But when you put them in cartoon characters' hands and they flip around slicing stuff up, I loved that as a kid. But I wasn't going around trying to find swords to go cut people with. You know, I distinguished what I was watching on the TV as entertainment, and maybe as what I wanted to incorporate in my real existence. I knew I was not a Ninja Turtle. Same with maybe like G.I. Joe. I see guys running around with machine guns going, pop, 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 you know, and I'm like, that's pretty cool, but I'm also not thinking that that's going to be a reality for me. And as you get older too, you have games like, you know, in the U.S., a lot of mothers tried to ban this game called Grand Theft Auto. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but basically it's like you doing this organized crime in a street in the U.S. and it's like free roam. You can do whatever you want, steal a car, shoot people, do all this stuff. And so a lot of parents were like, hey, we don't want kids to do this because kids will get the wrong idea. But the thing is, I think we got to give ourselves a little more credibility in our decision making and in our realization of what entertains us and what we are and what we want for ourselves. And so I don't, though I think smoking is cool in certain circumstances as a novelty, I don't think it's something that necessarily that's the reason why kids are doing it. I think Niu Hong Lin had touched on a really good point. I think a lot of times kids are looking for rebelliousness, something to do to break the rules, you know, to get mom and dad all fired up or something like that. Also, you know, when it's one kid and he's seen as like the, you know, the Clint Eastwood, the strong, silent type in the classroom, really cool, maybe a leather jacket. I don't know if this is cool.
It is cool. It's
okay, cool. And all the kids are like, maybe this kid's like, hey, you want a cigarette? You know, this peer pressure that comes to play. When maybe it's a cool kid that offers you one, of course you want to be a part of his group. You feel this pressure to be there. I think that's another reason why kids are doing that. And you know, I quickly want to talk about the quitting rate. So I guess the quitting rate, people who are quitting smoking during a survey period that was done, I guess it rose from 6% in 2006 to 9.2% in 2015. So the quitting rate is rising. But I think the reason that this is happening, this initiative is happening, is I think you'll find if you've been smoking for 10 years, okay, you are going to have so much trouble quitting. It is really hard to quit a habit you've been doing for a long time. So Niu Hong Lin had said 4 million adults had been smoking. I don't think you'll see a huge percentage of them quitting. Though 9.2 and that rising in 2015 to 9.2% is a good thing, I don't think it's that high. But if we can stop the kids before they start, before 10 years becomes their future, then this is when smoking can be the easiest time to quit, because it hasn't been that habit you've formed throughout your life. So I think this is where the justification in certain circumstances comes from, an initiative like this. Also, the fact that emojis are just how the new generation speaks to each other.
Yeah, I have a teeny tiny question here. That is, the reason we're saying it's not a really good emoji is because it relates cigarette with cool. So what if we just put an emoji named smoking in it with the same picture? Do you think that'll be okay?
Well, it would still be maybe a way to be interpreted as promoting smoking, maybe.
Do like a skull and crossbones with a cigarette in its mouth.
Yeah, that would be the right method. And we do have the skull, and we do have the knife with blood on it. These are two emojis that I wish I could use more frequently, but I never do.
Oh my goodness!
Just for the sake of, you know, novelty and to shock Ryan and things, because I'm so nice to you. Yeah. One day when I send you that little knife with blood on it, you would be confused.
And scared.
Yeah, so basically with the selection of emojis, I wonder how serious should we be about this? Do you think that removal of the cigarette in that particular emoji would actually have any effect on people stopping smoking or deciding not to smoke at all? Do you think it will have any impact?
Well, you know what? This, you know, we're talking about Weibo here, but actually Apple replaced, I guess, in August last year, a handgun emoji with a green water pistol in the wake of growing concerns in the United States over things like gun control and gun violence. So I don't rightfully know if this is going to have a huge impact, but maybe it is. When we make these things less of a common thing seen in the media, it's kind of that philosophy of out of sight, out of mind. You know, the less we see it, the more we don't think about it. But my argument to this is, are we going to go after movies next? Are we going to go after video games where people are smoking? Are we going to go after these kids in school that are rebellious? I mean, this isn't the only place. And though I think emojis are very popular with kids, I don't think it's the biggest place. Maybe kids are getting the vibe that it's cool. I think kids need a context. That is somebody cool they see in a movie and they're like, oh, he's cool. Rather than just a random sticker, poop, with a cigarette in its mouth. rather maybe a guy, an action movie star they saw in a movie, you know, this guy that's just got a machine gun and a cigarette, and they're like, oh, he's so cool. And that context is what makes them think, man, that is so cool, or blah, 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 this kind of thing.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And actually, I think the movie industry in China and also in the U.S., like Hollywood, has been increasingly strict in putting these scenes with glamorous stars smoking. That's not being allowed as much anymore.
I mean,
so it has been targeted in that way.
I think to a certain extent, but I do wish people could take responsibility for themselves and realize, you know, you don't have to ban video games because they're violent, thinking that people will just go out and play these games and go be violent. You know, handle yourself. I agree smoking's not good for you, but sometimes when I'm watching a Western movie, I don't want them to put a lollipop in their mouth and be like, y'all better get out of here. You know, it's not going to fit the context of a great Western movie. I saw The Magnificent Seven, so good. And these guys are smoking like chimneys. You know, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go out and buy a pack and be like, I got to be like The Magnificent Seven.
See,
kind of thing.
The thing is, if you're a kid who's growing up, see someone having a lollipop and being really cool, you would associate the lollipop with the cool. I don't think that would be a problem. But I do think you've got a really fun point. That is, how far are we going to go? Or why are we being really trying to see if this is okay, if this is correct? And it's not the only thing. I mean, smoking, and also somehow we're questioning if questioning about the gender equality, and also questioning about if some of the Chinese comics are making fun of, let's say, people with disability. Is that right? I mean, it's not just started right now, but it's just started for us to start thinking about it right now. So that would be a very, very interesting thing to think about, especially about how far are we going to go.
Yeah, I think where to draw the line is always a key question here. But I'd like to revisit one of the things that Ryan said earlier about what kind of message or example would you be setting for kids if they are exposed to glamorous images of people smoking, so to speak, or this emoji that's so commonly used on social media of, you know, the yellow happy face with sunglasses, totally cool, and the ciggy in the mouth. Well, why not just have a separate set of emojis that's clean, that's for kids, and this other set that adults can use? Yes.
You know, this brings us to an interesting point in this argument, whereas hiding your kid in the closet from the things that are the world, instead of saying, hey, see that guy in that Western movie that's smoking that cigarette? That's going to kill him one day. Don't do that, but he's very cool, you know? Instead, you're saying, let's just hide people from all the bad stuff, and then one day they come out of this proverbial area where they were protected,
yeah,
and they won't know what to do with it. You know, I don't think necessarily saying this stuff doesn't happen is a good way to protect our youth from it, but rather them confronting it, seeing it, knowing the dangers about it, and letting them have the ability to make their decision. I think you'll find that in and of itself will have good results, because nobody wants to die from lung cancer. Nobody wants to, you know, have all these problems like strokes and whatnot that comes from smoking cigarettes. But I also think the romanticism of a movie where a guy's smoking a cigarette, it adds to the ambiance, the reality. You know, you don't have a book of the 1920s like The Great Gatsby and not have a party where people are smoking. So these kind of things, I think they should be there because they're a part of us. I don't think we should hide from it, but rather explain it.
Yes, I partially agree
with you.
Yes, I do. with the part that I think people need context.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it's important to not, I think, cuddle the kids too much, like create an environment with zero germ. That is not even possible these days when, as much, even if we do agree with hiding the stuff we don't want kids to see,
yeah,
they'll find it some some way. True. That's the social environment we are in with the technology sort of happening in the background. But there is this part that I think I can... that I can see that effort made in this area is important. That is, Ryan, I agree with you. When I was reading The Great Gatsby, smoking happened. And when I was watching Mad Men, one of my favorite TV shows, which has ended, that was about the 1950s, 60s, the advertisement industry in the U.S. They always had a cigarette in hand and a glass of bourbon.
But did it make you want to grab a glass of bourbon and smoke a cigarette?
Well, I questioned that, and I was like, no, I do not want to become this person that has lung cancer later on. But you see that the social environment has completely changed now, that you never see that happening in the office anymore. Yeah. So sometimes I think changing the setting, changing the small variables that we might not pay that much attention can actually, in the long run, change the way we think and see what is socially acceptable.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think even though this little change would only stop one kid from smoking because he has never exposed to this, it's still worth doing.
Yeah, guys, and I think the less smokers, the better for all of us, because over 1 million people die of tobacco use every year, with another 100,000 deaths caused by secondhand smoke exposure. So that's not even you getting the enjoyment, the whatever out of the cigarette. You're just inhaling somebody else's toxic air, and that contributes to 100,000 deaths. So less smokers, good for everybody.
Yes, and smoking isn't cool in my dictionary.
Okay.
Ryan can have a different dictionary.
Okay.
Maybe the skateboard is the cool thing for me, or
anyways,
something else. Something else. You're listening to Roundtable.